It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and for the most part, it's looking like the rain has kind of gotten dialed back. It's gone. You may see a couple of showers pop up through the overnight, but for the most part, that's it. And we've got a nice week of sunshine, believe it or not. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. That's going to be pretty cool stuff. Having said that, you might encounter some shortages here or there. You may have heard 50,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are now officially on strike against the East Coast ports and the Gulf Coast ports. Now, what does that mean? Right, I'm not a longshoreman, but I got to figure that a lot of stuff that I eat or wear or bring into the house comes through those ports. My dear friend Tom Leonard, as you know, owns and operates, one of my favorite stores, Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market over in Short Pump. Great, great fun there. I mean, Heidi and I go shopping there all the time, and I know I got the pumpkin patch up and running and all that good stuff, but I asked Tom if he could weigh in on what's going on with the ports, and I'm very happy to say he's accepted the assignment. Tom, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, it's nice to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, but I'm a little concerned with the strike by the longshoremen. What exactly is going on, and are we going to be hit by it?
Well, long story short, there's a lot of businesses, including ourselves, you know, which with all the inflation and the prices going up, you know, really counting on this fourth quarter to kind of make the year.
Yes.
And by shutting down all these ports, they're basically cutting off the jugular vein for all the Christmas and the holiday things coming in, not to mention all the grapes, all the strawberry, all the product coming in from out of the country. And I think you're going to see prices skyrocket, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, I was talking to TJ about it today, mm-hmm. and he said to me, you know, Dad, one of the things that you need to mention to Jeff is that this hurricane that came through devastated the citrus crops in Florida, all the fall veg in the Carolinas, up through Georgia, and that you're going to see prices go up because it's underwater. He was talking to our Christmas tree growers. Now, we're lucky because a lot of the things that we buy at Tom Leonard's are locally grown.
Right.
So, you know, we're not dealing with, you know, China that much, if at all, sometimes. But this product that it's underwater. He said, you know, it's underwater. Our Christmas tree growers that are in Virginia in the southwest corner, they haven't, he's called 3 or 4 times now, they haven't even had a chance to get into the fields to see how bad the damage is. So you're going to see probably prices go up for all the Christmas trees, all the, everything at Christmas. And you know, I mentioned to Karen before that, you know, Kamala Harris might just get a chance to see her price gouging when there's only one pre-lit tree at Walmart for sale for Christmas. And,
that's right.
You know, might not be at a sale price.
Wow. Wow. So that's all stuff like you mentioned the veggies that are in North Carolina and some of the stuff in Florida. So that would be stuff we would be expecting to come into the store. Now you know me. I always go to the meat counter, but Heidi knows all about the produce. So what would it have been that would have been coming in, say, from Georgia or Florida or those areas?
Well, take all the citrus. Take all the citrus out of Florida. Okay.
Wow.
Florida really supplies up and down the East Coast during the winter. for all the products that we have. And if you go over to California, you kind of, if you think of it, you know, Mexico kind of pumps up that way into all the California things. And so we rely on Florida and the Carolinas, Georgia, for a lot of stuff. And that this is going to make a big difference. That hurricane really set us back.
And I want to remind everybody, my dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is joining us, trying to get a little update, a little insight on what's going to happen with the hurricane and the port strike. So we're talking about Hurricane Helene. We're talking about the citrus coming up from Florida. You just mentioned the Christmas trees. I mean, here it is. It's October. I know you guys work so many months ahead. You're thinking absolutely about Christmas and Q4 and putting everybody into the profitable thing for the year. We are probably in this part of the world, Tom. We're just thinking it's October is going to be Halloween. Does it impact pumpkins? Are we going to see pumpkins?
Well, think about it this way. Think about it this way, Jeff. When the bridge went down up by Annapolis, think about how that set everything back.
Right.
Now imagine shutting them all down.
Yep.
I mean, this is going to be devastating if they don't get this fixed. I mean, you got to get some leadership in there in order to sit back and realize that this is an absolutely terrible time to do it. But I heard also today that there was a little bit of notice on this thing, that this thing isn't something they decided to do Monday morning. I mean, this is something that's been brewing for quite a long time. So I have no idea whether the requests are reasonable or not. I mean, that's out of my wheelhouse. But as far as doing this, you couldn't pick a worse time to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Tom, I'm looking at some of the other stuff that's going to be impacted. Now, you alluded to a lot of this. Imported wine, liquor, and beer, that's not coming off the ships, right? There's furniture, household goods, cars, and also parts that are needed for American factories. Those are not going to be coming off those ships. There's just a huge ripple effect here.
But Jeff, it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think of it this way. Mm-hmm. Those ships are on the way there now. I mean, what are they going to do with the ships?
Right.
I mean, they're not going to, you know, go back and dump everything off. I mean, they're going to sit there and hope that this thing gets resolved. I mean, it's incredibly expensive to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it adds to all the prices, and you know, just at a time when we're all hoping that maybe there might be some window here where the prices start coming down and things get more affordable for families, this happens.
It is crazy. Tom Leonard joining me from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. You know, Tom, you talk about leadership, and we got to be brutally honest on this. President Biden has said he stands with the striking port workers, the longshoremen, but he also has the authority, the power to have sort of like a cool-off period where we could get back to operating and life would go on, but he doesn't want to do it because it's going to anger the unions.
Well, I don't know much about that type of things. I mean, I'm all for some strong leadership in Washington, and you know, there's other things the wheels are falling off too. But I think you know, somebody's got to get in there and fix this thing because it's not going to be good. And by the time they do get this solved, if it's not immediately down the road, it's going to be a lot of damage. And, you know, it's going to be more expensive.
That's what I wanted to. You alluded to a higher price. Everybody who's had, you know, just the minimal amount of economics education understands supply and demand. We're taking all the supply away, but the demand's not going away. So those prices are going to shoot through the roof.
Well, if they don't send it by ship, they got to send it by plane.
Right.
So, I mean, that's much more expensive. Yeah. And then what do they do with all the product that they already bought that's on the ship?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a very complicated problem for a lot of people. And, you know, this it's not good. And then you swing around and behind it, you wipe out everything coming up the East Coast with this hurricane. Mm. We're kind of bracing for it. I'm glad TJ's back running this store now because he's really good doing this type of, you know, working through these kinds of problems. He's much better at it than I am. But
he's better. Yeah. But yeah, I should remind everybody, you know, my buddy, your son, TJ, is back. He's doing a great job. Heidi and I had the chance to catch up with him the last time we were over the store, and what an absolute pleasure, and somebody who he knows what he's doing. Let's talk positive, Tom. We got like another minute or two. Are there good things happening to the store right now? How's the pumpkin patch coming along?
Yeah, the pumpkins are doing great. And that, you know, they're 100% locally grown. And, you know, the jack-o'-lanterns, they're terrific size. And, you know, you can mix and match with the mums. And, you know, we have a great bargain on those. The pumpkin, so far this year, it's up. And which means, you know, Jeff, if you think of it this way, if people are decorating their house for Halloween, then you think it's going to be a big Christmas. People are going to be, you know, going for the bigger Christmas trees, or they're going to be, you know, decorating or buying more wreaths, roping, yep, you know, type of thing. Now, all of a sudden, it's, can you get it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we have a very good relationship with our Christmas tree growers, but hell, if they get wiped out, I mean, we got to swing around and get them someplace else. And, you know, everybody else is going to be trying to do it too. Yeah. But, you know, we're hoping for a big Christmas finish the fourth quarter off with a bang this year.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody's, you know, I mean, TJ's got the place decorated. It looks fantastic.
Yep.
And, you know, there's some great bargains over there now. And, you know, everybody seems to be doing a good job. I'm thrilled with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but and I'm going to be at Politics and Pints with TJ.
Oh, good.
So I'll put that one in. Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, a couple of things. Next week, tell TJ I'd love to get him on. We'll talk about some of the fun stuff, the stuff that he's doing at the store and how to keep those prices down. I mean, I know you guys really do work overtime to do that. We're looking forward to seeing you at Politics and Pints.
Hey, there is a downside to this, though, because uh-oh, the store that Heidi and Karen like to go to, I mean, they import a lot of that stuff. it might give us a break, Jeff.
That is the proverbial double-edged sword. It certainly is. Tom, I appreciate you being here, my friend. You tell Karen that we were asking for her and TJ. And
okay. Hi, Heidi.
Your beautiful little future chairman, Stewie, there as well. He's a good-looking kid. That is my buddy, Tom Leonard. He really is the best of the best. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. But you're hearing, look, Hurricane Helene has wiped out citrus and vegetables. Prices are going to go up. The strike at the ports, prices are going to go up. We're in for some rough sledding ahead. But I do thank Tom from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for taking a few moments for us. He really just one of the best guys I know. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.